Today marks 2 weeks since the massacre at Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina. 9 parishioners were shot to death during a Wednesday night Bible study, allegedly by a self-avowed white supremacist. In the aftermath of the attack, the city has seen public vigils, displays of unity, and debates over Confederate symbols in the state. It also sparked a renewed conversation about race relations there. NPR's Sam Sanders spent time talking to people in Charleston about what they see as the way forward.
Danetta Hutchison is waiting in line at Greater St. Luke AME Church in Charleston to pay her respects to Reverend Daniel L. Simmons, Sr. Simmons' funeral is the last of the 9 Charleston shooting victims. Hutchison says she knew him well.
This used to be my minister. He funeralized my mother. So it's personal. He was a good man.
Hutchison says she's been happy with the way her city has come together since the tragedy last month. She says she's been feeling the love. She hopes it lasts, and she hopes it's real.
It's not real yet to people. They pretend love. Pretend love is the after effect. True love shown after is over. What are we going to do when it's over?
Hutchison has some ideas about that true love. For starters, it would mean taking down the Confederate flag and investing heavily in education. And she wants everybody, black people especially, to be more politically involved. As we talk, Hutchison looks over at a group of white people standing outside of the church holding signs. Hutchison wonders about them.
It's good, but let's see where tomorrow brings. Just like right now, they could be in our church. Let them come on Sunday and be part of the church. They separate themselves after it's over with.
Who does?
The white folks.
So I went over and talked to the group, standing silently, holding signs.
We need to go to each other's churches.
You going
to
go here?
I will.
That's Anna Lamb. She says she will start going to Hutchison's church. Her group is outside the funeral to prevent protesters from Westboro Baptist Church from disrupting the service. They didn't show.
My sign says, love wins every single time.
Lamb says the group holding signs has started a fundraiser for the victims' families, and she says she's going to try harder to check her own racial biases.
We are here to serve these people. This does not stop when the sign goes in the trash can.
Diana McGoldrick is standing next to Lamb, and she says she'll keep working as well. But she's not sure how to prevent another racially motivated attack.
You know, I wish there was an easy answer to that, but I just don't think there is.
Dwayne Green is black and a lifelong Charleston resident. He's on the patio of Muse Restaurant on a quiet evening downtown. Green says you have to look outside of Charleston for the answer, to rural communities.
In a white community, loving the Confederate flag and generally thinking poor of black people, I think there's some communities where that was totally okay. Clearly, the lack of diversity in those communities, that's what leads to fostering the type of mentality that Dylann Roof had.
But Green says he doesn't have the solution.
You cannot stop mass killings, whatever a mass killer's motivation is.
I think people are at a loss for coming up with ready solutions because we've dug ourselves into a deep hole.
Dr. Gerald Horn studies race at the University of Houston. He says that hole is a hole of racism that's lingered for centuries. And Horn says it's up to more than Charleston to fix that. And it will take time.
I think, sadly enough, that in the short term, there are no easy answers.
At Muse Bar, manager Andrew Childers, he also says there's no easy fix. But he says at least Charleston, so far, has handled the shooting gracefully.
I've been really, really surprised and happy by what I've seen.
But Childers isn't sure if Charleston's grace can last.
If this were to happen again, I don't know what would happen. I mean, you know, people can only take so much.
Sam Sanders, NPR News, Charleston.